Burt Show.
So I'm interested to see if you guys feel the same way about this message that I got from a listener on Instagram that seems to me like it's... there's more here than meets the eye. There must be, because I feel like they're comparing apples to oranges here. Okay. You all right?
Yeah. It's just whenever I hear more than meets the eye, I play the Transformers theme song in my head. More than meets the eye.
I can understand it, but why the face?
I don't. Oh, because I don't know. I
just, it was intense.
No, it takes me back to a time. And I was like, oh, it's so funny. Anytime anybody says that, I'm like, hee hee hee. More than meets the eye.
All right.
Sorry.
All right. So I'm going to try and paraphrase here a little bit. Hey, Bert, tell me if this makes sense. My lady and I got into it because she wanted to have an open relationship for a month. Yeah, that would add some tension.
Yeah,
initially
I would think so.
No, it's just a 30-day trial.
it's only a month.
Yeah, she's not becoming a member.
I mean, you have to unsubscribe at the end if you don't want to keep paying.
Sounds like this segment's over.
Yeah.
We figured it out.
What's the problem?
She wanted to explore her options before getting serious with me. Here's the catch, though. Last year, I sent a text message to a coworker who I once had a flirtatious relationship with, but we didn't do anything physical. Just like this sexual tension that we never acted on. And I mentioned, and he says to the coworker something pretty graphic, like, if I touch you in a certain way, I am certain to make you, what's the word I'm looking for here without trying? In musical terms, I don't know. Crescendo.
Happy.
Erupt. Like a volcano.
Well, not the musical term I was looking for, but okay.
Crescendo.
There it is. Okay.
Erupt, crescendo. Right. Same thing.
Okay. My lady saw it. Said I cheated, and I can own up to it and be held accountable for my actions.
Certainly wasn't appropriate, no doubt.
Definitely wasn't appropriate. And is it, let's stop here for a second. Is that cheating in your guys' eyes?
Not physically, but emotionally.
I've always felt like anything you do in a relationship that you purposely hide from your partner because you know it would cause an issue, it is some form of cheating.
It's 100% cheating. If that's something you would typically reserve for your partner if you're in a monogamous relationship, then yeah,
it's
you're
cheating.
Cheating.
I consider it cheating also. I mean,
it's cheating light, but it's cheating.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So my lady saw it. Okay. So now she wants to have this open relationship for 30 days. This was a series of DMs that I got. So I'm going to paraphrase. She really can't get over it. Like, it's keeping her up at night. She can't be close to him. She really feels like she was completely betrayed mm-hmm. and cheated on herself. That's her definition. It's the same thing for her, I guess. So she has suggested, look, the only way for me to feel better about it is if I go and I hook up with dudes for 30 days.
No, that's healthy.
I'll go back to reading it verbatim. He says, what I did, I think, is kind of different. I never acted on my urges, nor have I had physical contact in any intimate way with anybody, but she wants to. And the one way we can be strong and come out of this is if she's able to date and get physical with other people. Okay. Second part here. That's pretty much it. He's saying, you know, basically, I would never thought that I would ever be in a situation like this before, and I would never be a Burt Show subject, but they can't, like, they can't work it out. So are the two equal? Does she have a right to do whatever she wants for 30 days based on his graphic texting with a coworker?
I'm not a fan of, like, if one person does something bad, then I'm going to do it and then we'll be even. I think that's just going to create a bigger mess. He made a mistake. There was a certain type of infidelity for sure. He made a mistake. Either you're going to forgive him and move on or you're not, period. He doesn't want you sleeping with somebody else. I don't blame him. Even regardless of what infraction he's had in the past. And that would be out of the question for me. Either you forgive me for the mistake I made and we try to work this out, but you going and sleeping with other people to, you know, even the playing field. That doesn't even the playing field. That just muddies the entire playing field up.
What do you think, Mo?
For me, no, I don't think they're the same at all. There's definitely levels to this, and she's taking it to a whole nother level. I do believe a lot of people struggle with that. If you're going to forgive somebody and stay with them, like Kristen said, then you have to truly do the work to forgive them and realize it's not going to be easy, and you're going to have to make some sacrifices. But staying in a relationship knowing that you're going to want to get paid back and you're going to want to do things to even the score, that's not true forgiveness, and that's not going to help your relationship. And I also believe, now this is an assumption because I don't know this woman, but if you want to escalate it to that level of revenge, if you will, to me, there was already something inside of you that wanted to experience other people. And this is your way of justifying your actions.
Okay, see, I have a different take on that because I think she wants to get even because whatever his response, this infidelity is, wasn't enough for her to feel like there was actually resolution there. Because to me, this feels like I want revenge. I want you to experience what I went through so that you can have that empathy for me. The whole two wrongs trying to make it right thing to me feels like she's trying to make him understand her in a way that he's not expressing.
To me, a better option is therapy. That makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. I was stronger in my advice to him than you guys are being right now. I called her manipulative. I think it's a really, this is a play of manipulation right here. If you want to stay in this relationship, then go get help. Go see a therapist about it. And in looking at the entire situation, I think he's got a bigger red flag for, she's got the bigger red flag than he has.
I agree.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
I think that there are cases where everybody's wrong.
And therapy is better, but cheating is usually cheaper.
That's a really good point.
Sometimes
really
more good fun.
That's the problem.
The Burt Show.